from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday.
Trill!
Coming to you live from East Lake Golf Course. The Tour Championship, the 2024 Tour Championship at the Tito's Stillhouse. We'll be here from 11 to 2. We'll be here tomorrow, 11 to 2 as well. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? It's all good. Andy Bunker, as we, like you said, we're out here at East Lake, our routine during this hot August, and it was warm making that walk over here from that that tent where your friends hang out at. But yeah,
all my media brothers, and sisters.
Yeah, but it was good. It's good to be here, man. We're gonna have a lot of fun. Great night of sports. One day closer to the big college football weekend. Got some NFL news from the Falcons. The Braves continue to brave it with new.
That means a good thing.
I know. I had a good deadline this morning. The Braves continue to brave this thing out without their guys.
Oh, that is really good.
How was that? Yeah.
That's really
good. I've been working on that one.
They're braving it out.
Yeah, man. I've been working on that one.
Well done.
That's pretty damn lame.
No, well, but lame is, you know, one man's lame is another man's best they can do.
But we are up in this Tito Steelhouse, our favorite place to be. We already got our Tour Championship Cup, so I don't got to pay $50 for it this year.
They're black this year.
They're black this year, my favorite color.
They've been red the last, so they go red and black for the Georgia Bulldogs.
There we go. It's a big weekend for the Dogs, man. Got Clemson coming in town. It's always great to walk over here and see everybody with the Georgia stuff on. Go Dogs and everything. But, just can't wait. Excited for this weekend, brother.
Yeah, me too. Kind of starts tonight also. I mean, obviously, last Saturday you had Georgia Tech and a huge win for them. But there's some. I don't know if there's anybody that really has college football playoff aspirations tonight. But there's some big, interesting teams.
There's one interesting
Colorado.
Game. Yeah.
Well, Rutgers is playing too. I kind of want to see what they have now as a Big Ten member. I'll see what Rutgers has.
My bad. Big Ten guy over here.
Big Ten. So funny.
Big Ten guy over here.
Yesterday, I was, you log on to ESPN and then you go to the college football scoreboard.
Yeah.
And then you want to click and just look at your conference.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I've never clicked the Big Ten dropdown before. I'm so used to dropping down and right. clicking Pac-12.
Yeah.
I had to click Big Ten. I was like, oh, yeah, that's weird.
How many times do you think you're going to click that before you officially get to it?
I think it would be harder if there was still a Pac-12.
Oh, it's not even a Pac-12
I don't
tab?
Think, let's find out. Let's find out. Let's see if they even have
it. They don't even have a Pac-12 tab over there?
Why would they? There isn't a Pac-12.
A Pac-2?
All right, let's see what it says.
Please tell me.
It does say Pac-12.
It says Pac-12. There you go.
Come on. Website designers for ESPN.
It's crazy because
look at that Pac-12, two games.
It's crazy. I was talking to Jack Steven Jackson the other day, and his son Skyler committed to play running back in the Pac-12 or whatever it is.
At Oregon State.
Yeah, he's gonna go to Oregon State play running back.
Just like his dad.
Yeah, gonna play running back at Oregon State.
That's all. Well, they got Idaho State.
Okay.
On Saturday, so good luck to the Beavs.
Yeah, man.
I think they can take care of business. They're 28.5-point favorites. If you want to get a little action on the Oregon State Beavers.
I'm going to take the under.
Post-DJ Uiagalelei. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I mean, Colorado plays tonight. There's a handful of other games that are on tonight as well as we inch closer to the college football season. Like you said, Clemson and Georgia on noon on Saturday is really the kickoff of week one. There's some other noon games that are good as well. I know you've got Penn State at West Virginia is going to be a fun one. It should be a tough one for Penn State.
Yeah, man.
And then a bunch of good games throughout the day and throughout the weekend as well. I mean, it's a huge weekend in Atlanta. And I know that the Tour Championship had done well the last couple of years to move a little earlier.
Right.
Now they're back this weekend.
Is it usually this weekend?
No, they had done it traditionally this weekend. And then they moved it up the last couple of years.
Okay.
I don't know this. My guess is that it's this weekend just so they could make sure they had every renovation
done.
Because, again, for people that don't know, from the last time we were out here 362 days ago till now, they've completely renovated this entire golf course.
Right.
Like, some holes are in different places. They've expanded the size of certain greens. They've taken away trees and taken away bunkers and all kinds of different things that you do to try to revamp and, I don't know, renovate, whatever you want to call it. Fix, I've heard a lot of people say, because the last architect sort of neutered the course. The current architect maybe made it a little bit more interesting.
You could neuter
a little bit more,
a course?
Yeah, they just kind of made it boring.
Oh, okay.
It was a very common thing among golf architecture the last go-around, maybe 15, 20 years ago. They just, I don't know why, but the, not to get too, like, golf course architect nerdy on people here, but like the Reese Joneses and the Robert Trent Jones Juniors and all of these people, they weren't the most imaginative. The Jones family, not the most imaginative. So now there's a whole economy of fixing their mistakes.
I'm digging my boy's shirts over here. I mean, I know this is my favorite shirt.
You don't want to talk golf course architecture anymore?
I'm looking at my boy Abe's shirt over here.
We're just going to talk shirts
now. Yeah, that's nice right
there. I was really leaning into that architecture conversation.
I know. I was like, okay, I get it. The course is neutered.
Yeah, well, it was. Now it shouldn't be. It's going to be hard. Here's what you're going to hear.
Okay.
You're going to hear these 30 best golfers in
complain.
The world complain about how hard it is. Okay. That's what you're going to hear.
And that's
the word they're going to say is firm.
That's the one in L.A., right?
Firm.
The course in L.A. they played.
Well, L.A. Country Club.
L.A. Country Club.
That's different.
It's different? Okay.
Yeah, that's weird for different reasons.
Okay.
But this one's going to be firm. They're going to complain about it. It's not going to be what they're used to.
Okay.
There's certain guys, like Xander Schauffele is in second place to start the tournament, which also, by the way, maybe people don't know this, maybe they do, because this is sort of the Super Bowl of the season, right? Yeah. Only 30 players make it to the Tour Championship.
$25 million
is on the line, but they stagger it, right? So Scottie Scheffler's the number one ranked player coming into the championship, so he starts out 10 under.
Right.
He's got a lead on the field today to start the tournament, which is dumb, but
it is
what it is. He's also had a lead the last 2 years to start the tournament, hadn't won it.
Exactly.
Coughed it up to Rory 2 years ago on Sunday. Last year, Victor Hovland was just the best player in the world and came and got it from him. I don't know if Scottie will win it this year. Seems fitting that he would, given the year that he's had. One of the most incredible seasons on the PGA Tour we've ever seen. Not to mention that he also won the gold medal at the Olympics. So,
And he got arrested.
Yeah, man. And he did hard time. So it's been a hell of a year for Scottie Scheffler. Right. Cap it off with 25 mil would be nice. Xander Schauffele, who's in second place, traditionally loves this course. Shot a 62 last year on Sunday. Don't know if he loves the new layout. We'll find out. It's like college football this year.
Yep. We never
know. So many things are new.
They don't know what to
expect. Rosters are new. The format is new. Everything is new. So it's the same course, but a different layout, much like college football. The same sport, but a different deal. I thought it was pretty. That was actually a pretty good little.
I love it, dog.
Tie back in right there,
dude.
It's like they redesigned college football. They got a new course architect.
It was neutered.
Maybe it's neutered now. Some people would say. Some people would say a 12-team playoff neuters it now. 16. No, wait for 16. That's going to neuter it even further.
Well, I mean, again, it's always a pleasure, and we have a good time out here. And that's always – and when you were explaining this to me a couple of years ago about he gets a 10-shot lead, I was like, well, that's no damn fair. That's not even fair at all to be that good. I mean, but it does benefit you from being good, though, right? Am I right or wrong?
Well, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you play
exactly.
The best all season. You come into the Tour Championship with a leg up. It hadn't mattered for him
No. The
last couple of years. The thing that I don't like about it is it changes the way that you talk about the tournament, because the guy that actually plays the best over the 4 days might not actually win the tournament.
Right.
Like last year, Schauffele shot the same score as Hovland for the course of 4 days, but Hovland started at a better place, so he won the tournament, right?
Right.
It also would have robbed the tournament of probably the best moment that it's ever had, which was Tiger winning the thing 6 years ago. Right?
Damn,
five years ago? It was 2019. No, yeah. It was 18. That was five, 6 years ago. Tiger wouldn't have actually won the tournament that year had this scoring system been in
place. How long has the scoring system been in place?
3 or 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
That's probably enough golf.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're out here.
It's going to be a heater today, too.
If you want to talk more about it, DM me. We can go. We can get at it in the DMs.
There you go.
Braves won again,
yes,
like you said.
Yes, they did.
Chris Sale's a joy to watch.
Just the way he gets out of trouble.
Honestly, like that's one of my favorite things to watch great pitchers do.
Yes.
It's like, obviously, you'd like to see him not get in trouble. He didn't give up a hit till the fourth inning. But when he got himself in a little bit of fifth, to see him be able to work his way out of it so calmly, like, you're going to get in trouble
most
starts. And the difference between the really good guys and the not-so-good guys is the ability to manage it. He just manages
it.
It
was great.
Like, bases loaded, one out. All right, gas face, 98, up high.
Strike this guy out.
Grounder to shortstop, we're out of it. Let's keep it moving. Just really incredible how good he's been all season, continues to be, and was again last night.
Yeah, but it's always funny. The runs that he give up, two straight starts, is Soler out there in the field. But, hey, I mean, he did, you know, make up for it and everything like that. But I thought that this, like, I was sitting there just marveling, because you look at it, you're like, okay, he's going to get out of this. You sit there and you automatically assume that Chris Sale is going to get out of this trouble right here, this jam right here. You're
exactly.
Like, okay, it's no problem. Like you said, one out, guys on second and third, the double play ball is gone, and then he just strikes the guy out, then comes, like you said, gets the ground out. I thought he was fabulous yesterday. I thought overall just them winning the series. And then I was like, okay, another guy who you just don't pay too much attention to, Williams, with the hell of a play at third base.
And two doubles.
Like, look. I forgot he was on the damn squad.
Me too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, another Alex. Another Alex.
It is remarkable what happens with guys and this team and when they need it and stepping up and all that kind of stuff. And I know Whit Merrifield was 0-for-5 yesterday, and he was 0-for-6 the day before. Well, he was 5-for-5 the day
before that.
So
damn it.
That's 5-for-16. That's pretty good over the course of 3 days. But what he's done since he's come here is insane. He was awful when he was in Philly. They cut him.
Yeah.
They told him to kick rocks, get out of here. He was maybe just going to go home and hang out with his kid, like Grant said.
Yeah.
Nah, but he's here and he's batting like .320 since he's been here. Same thing with Laureano. He was awful. He was awful in Detroit this year, Cleveland this year.
It's his clubhouse, man.
I guess.
It's the clubhouse.
I guess. It must be.
It must be. They get the best out of you, they get the best remaining out of you.
Have you ever been in a situation like that where just like being on a team or around a guy or a group or a coach or whatever makes an actual difference for your ability?
Yeah.
It does? Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
And I mean, but the thing about it is
because it can't just be luck that all these guys keep coming here and falling out.
The thing with Alex is, like, he gets them knowing that they're probably on their last leg. But he's like, I can get one more year. If I can get one more solid year out of them. And it seems like he always does that. Now, he brought him back. He brought Rosario to him back and everything. But at the same time, he got that 1 year out of them. And then what did that get you? They got us a ring.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying that's going to happen this year. But it just seems like he gets that.
Like, oh, Alex Anthopoulos signed me. I guess I must still have something. Or is it Snit's fatherly influence
like
in the clubhouse?
He's a very good, head tapper.
Okay.
You got this.
Something.
You got this. You got this, Lori. Or I don't know.
Who's Lori?
What's
Oh, that could be Laureano's nickname.
Yes.
Got it. I was like, they signed Lauri Markkanen? Like, they're going outside baseball? They're so creative? Laureano. He was good again last night. It's crazy. There was one other thing I wanted to mention. What was it? Oh, yeah. The Phillies lost. The Phillies lost
and
last
And now you
night.
Got the big four-game
so
series.
So it's a five-game lead.
Yeah, man.
With a four-game series. No, it wasn't that, Abe.
Starting tonight.
Leave me alone.
Starting tonight. Let's go, Charlie.
I'll say it now, though. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're broadcasting live from the opening round of the Tour Championship 2024. Tito's Stillhouse. Come by and see us. We're just sitting here. We're not going to move. You plan on moving?
No.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, hang on. It's real hot out there. As much time as I don't have to spend out there, the better.
I'm staying in here. Yeah. It's awesome. Plus, they got Tito's. It's got a whole bar, only Tito's. That's all they got.
You know, and we got cups.
Sometimes you go into bars and they got shelves and different liquors.
No, they got shelves,
just Tito's.
You know what you get when you come in here. Don't ask for no gin. Don't ask for no whiskey.
Yeah, don't try to get any whiskey in here. It's just Tito's. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick off the show on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
For what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
And he gets him. Three fastballs, 99, 99, and the 98 elevated. Good finish to the night for Chris Sale. He gets Vasquez.
It was good. See the, you know, how Chris... you know, finished his outing, get him those runs so he gets that win, man. That's really good because he pitched his rear off. It's kind of to me why that guy's the front runner for the Cy Young, because that's not the first time he's done that. I've seen when we won a game 1-0 in San Francisco and he had first and third and nobody out in the first inning and they didn't score. You know? So he's unbelievable when he gets his back to the wall like that, how he, you know, reaches back and can find a way to get out of it. I mean, that's why he's got 15 wins.
That's exactly what we were talking about in the first segment, Randy, is Chris Sale. I mean, obviously, he's great. And some days he's just out there mowing people down. Other days are a little bit more challenging. And yesterday was kind of both of them. Like, he was great the first three innings. Nobody could touch him. And then he had to work for the final three innings. And still, they couldn't really touch him. And he gets out of there. Goes six, gets the win. Like Snit said, the front runner for the NL Cy Young. That app gets wider every time he pitches. He's now the favorite pretty significantly right now, according to a couple different sports books I'm looking at right now. And no reason to think that he's going to slow down, because we're this far into the year, man. It's September next week.
Yep.
And Chris Sale's been incredible the whole time.
I just thought yesterday, a lot of times, we were having fun with yesterday, maybe he only needs two runs or one run or whatever. That played
two would have worked.
Complimentary was the big thing for him yesterday. As like you say, he got finished with his outing. Then the Braves go ahead and score four in the seventh inning. I can't believe it took us this long to get to it. That day ago, Marcell Ozuna, man.
Oh, the speed demon.
The speed demon. The man opened that thing up, Bunk. With them damn mitts, though. That was the funniest thing about
it. Just in case.
With the mitts, just in case.
Yeah, just in case he had to slide head
and
first.
And opened up on him, dog. And I was like, is he going to go? Oh, he's rounding that thing.
There he goes.
I was just hoping.
And it wasn't even close.
I know, but
it wasn't even a throw. Because he's so fast.
I was hoping it was, because I wanted to see the slide.
Oh.
I wanted to see the slide, belly, chest, hands.
And I understand what you're saying from a comedy standpoint.
Right.
I just, for all the injuries this team's dealt with this year, the last thing I need is a Marcell Ozuna belt flop play at the plate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that just feels like a random broken wrist or something like that. We don't need it.
We thought we had another scare yesterday. Like Chris Sale, No. But, yeah, that was Marcell. And I told y'all last year, I said, I just like watching him run.
Yeah.
Just like watching him.
And you don't get to see it very often.
And he was open.
He was at
top speed.
What do you think top speed is?
In what relative? Like a 40?
No. Okay, for that, that's fine. That's probably the easiest
way to
think
Marcell can run a 5.1.
You do?
No.
This would be a 5.1.30, maybe. I bet he could go sub 6 in the 40.
Probably. But he was rolling.
He's a professional athlete.
He was rolling, man. He was rolling, man. That would be so funny.
Ah, it's great. It's great. He was straining, the strain on his face.
Yeah,
all that.
You know, when he got to the locker room, he was like, damn, I'm glad I'm the DH. I can go sit down for a little bit.
Nice to see Soler get that big bop in the first inning as well, man. When he hits it, there is no doubt about it. He takes about as violent of a swing as anybody up there. So, I mean, look, you know, I don't know what else to say. You said it in dad joke form in the first segment, but it's true. They just keep braving through it.
Yeah, man.
They're tough.
Whoever put them in, whoever's in there, I think a lot of times, and it goes when, like, a player who comes from a bad team to a good team, right? They don't want to let them down. You know what I mean? You don't want to let this new team, because they're good.
Yep.
They don't really need me, but you know what I want to do? I want to see if I can carry my own weight.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of these guys that Alex has brought in are doing. And it's not the best ball in the world, but they're not sucking.
Yeah.
You know,
they're winning.
Especially this wave of players. Like, the other wave with Eddie, they were fine.
These are better.
These are better.
So, like, the first wave, opening day, that was great.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out. Injuries, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Second wave, Adam Duvall, Eddie Rosario, that wasn't good.
No.
That was really bad.
No.
If they would have stuck with that, they probably would be in bad shape right now.
Right.
But Alex didn't do it. So he was like, all right, call in the third stringers. Give me Whit Merrifield on the phone.
Yes.
Give me Ramon Laureano.
Yes.
And this, I need Luke Williams at third base.
This wave has helped out this team.
Yeah, and again, like, we were kind of joking about it earlier, because there's no real way to explain it. It happens, and it's awesome. They get these guys, they come here, they play well. But it continues to happen.
Yep.
It's remarkable.
Now, this has a shelf life now. We know this.
Oh,
right?
It does. Absolutely.
Yeah, we know. We
well, that's why
that.
The other day when Whit went 5 for 5, I was kind of poking fun at him. I didn't mean to immediately make him go in an 0-for-11 slump, but kind of saw it coming just based on the way some of his at bats look. But so what? Like, shelf life, take it while you got it. And then you're going to get guys like Whit Merrifield's not going to be the starting second baseman in the playoffs.
No,
Ozzie will be.
Yes.
Hopefully, at some point, and I don't know, you know, maybe Austin Riley heals quicker than anticipated or whatever, but hopefully he can be at third base in the playoffs. Obviously, having Harris back out there every single day, I know he didn't get any hits yesterday, but he's still playing great defense.
Right.
Like, just getting him back out there on a daily basis is phenomenal. The bottom line is, you're throwing guys like Chris Sale and Reynaldo Lopez and Max Fried and Spencer Schwellenbach, which is another name that we did not expect to be bragging about when the season started, but we are. And the bullpen's been really good too. So, it's awesome. Ride the wave.
Yeah, man.
The Phillies lost yesterday too, like we said, so it's only five games.
Ain't Austin Riley from, like, Mississippi? I know they got some kind of turpentine rub from where he's from, man.
You put a little red clay.
You know what I'm saying? I know they got something down there, man.
There's some sort of remedy.
With some onion roots and – no, I'm sorry. Onion roots or something, or something down there that you can put on that thing,
what's the,
man.
What's the onion root?
The onion root. The onion root, it take that swelling out you. Yeah. Take that swelling out you.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Man. Take that swelling out you, man.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it's a
anti. That's medically. Yeah. I think that's. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Grandma's an anti. Not anti. Anti-inflammatory.
That's great. All right. I don't know if Kirk Cousins used any of that to get ready for the season, but Bijan says that he is healthy and ready to go.
He's definitely ready to go. You know, he looks amazing. Like, it looked like he'd even tear his Achilles. I mean, dude's out here sprinting in practice and just having fun with it. So, like, I know he's amped up. I know he's ready to go. But just to see, like, his progress from when he got here to now and seeing how ready he is, like, I'm excited for him.
So what everybody says, they've been saying it since they saw him, hasn't changed the tune in training camp, and now training camp's over, preseason's over, still about 10 days away from the opening game, but that's what everyone said the entire time, which is great. Like, that's the most important part of bringing him in, signing him to all that money, and sort of hitching your wagon to what he might be able to do for you. Now, soon, not that soon, but soon, we'll get to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this
week
this,
from today, the NFL season starts.
It's quite crazy. But no, this is this
not
is,
the Falcons, but the NFL.
But season. Yeah, no, it's a situation where, I mean, I just go all the way back to spring, and I didn't know how much he was going to be. Remember, we had a conversation.
Yeah,
he's done, and he did pretty much everything. And then we get to training camp. We're like, well, how much is he going to do in training camp?
Everything.
Did everything.
Yep.
And so he's been ready for a while now. We can talk about in the game and, you know, because he's going to be getting tackled now and things like that. People will pull off and all those other things. We talk about him sprinting after your thrown interception, you know. But now, I mean, it's real. He's been in, and that's the great thing about it is that he wasn't limited. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this won't be his first week of going full team and everything like that. He's been taken all the reps with the first team, and more importantly, they've gotten used to him. The offensive line, cadence-wise, the receivers with the ball, all those different things, and letting them know, especially when he's out there without the coaches, his leadership, his ability to check off if something's not there. Like, he got all those experiences with these new guys. That's why I expect them to hit the ground running. This ain't no, like, learning on the, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
This ain't no easing into it. No, this is like,
mercifully, yes. We're not doing any kid glove topic conversations with this football
team. This ain't no Kirk can't do this.
No.
So we got to maybe wait 3 or 4 weeks down the road. No.
Right. No, there's no, you know, when they really get, week one, expectations are high. Also know who you're going to be playing week one from a quarterback perspective. Russell Wilson was announced yesterday as the starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You also know who's not going to be your third string quarterback as the Falcons traded Taylor Heinicke last night to the San Diego Chargers. Sorry, the L.A. Chargers.
Do it all the time.
Do that forever.
But tell me
additional
this,
sixth round pick for
Taylor
Heinicke.
Tell me this, Bunk. Tell me that, because Abe been talking that he's been saying about Taylor Heinicke being traded. When he sent that text later, how loud was that text?
Oh.
When he said, boom, boys. Okay. Like,
did
I told
it say
you,
boom boys,
no, something like that. I told you. And I looked at the text like, damn, that sound. That text was loud as hell.
My Abe text filter has really ramped up.
It was loud as hell.
Let me see what
it
says.
Boom,
boys,
yeah.
Period. I told y'all.
Yeah.
Period. Chargers. Period. LOL.
That was loud as hell.
I didn't even know what he was talking about. I was like, what did the Chargers do? what did Abe tell us about the Chargers?
He just kept saying the Chargers need a backup quarterback. I don't remember Heinicke or whatever.
Okay.
But
that
was that text that loud as hell?
It was so loud. No, you're absolutely right about it. No, now that I go back and read it, I just like, again, and I guess to be disrespectful. Sometimes you say not to be disrespectful, but I do intend this to be disrespectful. I ignore Abe's texts at a very elite level.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't used to,
but
now I do.
Yeah.
I just, it's almost like I don't even see it.
I mean, I see it. I just don't respond. I don't respond.
It's a real growth that I've made, I feel like. But anyway, Taylor Heinicke is going to go back up Justin Herbert.
Well, I think he's going to be ready.
He better be.
No, he's going to play. Now, I don't know how, because that, like I said, the one thing about the fasciitis is that plantar fasciitis that he has is like it's going to linger. It's going to be around, you know, and you don't, you know, and so you don't know how mobile or whatever he's going to be. I mean, they still want to run the football. That's why Harbaugh is there. Why he went and got that big ass offensive line, because he wants to run the football. But Justin Herbert, you know, you don't want to handcuff this dude. Yeah. This dude's a special talent.
He is. He's a great
athlete, incredible
arm. Hopefully, having Harbaugh and that run first offense and that offensive line, all that stuff will help his career development. Now, he's been good enough to get $230 million or whatever he got. So it must have been pretty good. The reason I said Justin Herbert's name sort of with a question mark at the end of it was not because you don't know he's a quarterback, but it's health-wise, like you said. And then if there was another guy that they might like, but no, that's why they got Taylor Heinicke, is because Easton Stick had been there, and they saw.
And he's awful.
He must be.
He's awful.
Because Taylor Heineke's not particularly good.
But Taylor Heinicke, you've seen him, like, Taylor Heinicke won a – no, I don't know if he won a playoff game. He was in the playoff. He played one against the Bucs.
Started about 30 games in the NFL,
and so
around 500.
And so that's the experience. Like,
way more experience than Easton
Stick. And that's why the Falcons brought him in, too.
Right.
Yeah, they like, okay, if we're in a pinch, this guy can start some games for us.
Little did we all know, they were in a pinch.
They were in a lot.
What's
bigger
pinch?
Than a pinch?
A horse bite.
I mean.
You ever have an uncle that give you one of those horse bites right there?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's that grandma church pinch right there.
That's what they were in.
It delays like different chapters.
They were in a church pinch.
Yeah, she pinched it during the middle of Psalms.
And the best part of it was they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
That was the choice they made.
Yeah, man. Yeah, because you know why? He played well in the stretch of those four games. He got him in out the huddle.
You know, he really did all the things you asked him to do. Like,
he's the first one in the building.
Like you said, hike. And
first one in and out the building.
No interceptions.
Yeah.
No, wasn't in those first four games he didn't.
Yeah.
No, first none of those.
Yeah.
And now he's a practice squad guy. So it's going to help him get ready.
We're not gonna dump on him, man.
No, I know. I'm not mad at him.
Right.
He did his best. I'm mad at them. For making him do his best in front of our faces. That's what I'm mad about. Joe Patrick is going to join us next. We'll talk some Falcons with him as he demanded to not come on at 1:20 today, being a bully as always. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday, live from the Tour Championship, the Tito's Stillhouse, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here, broadcasting live from East Lake Golf Course, the Tour Championship Day 1. Some of the guys are on the course. First couple groups have teed off. Leaders won't tee off until 2 o'clock. But we're at the Tito's Stillhouse.
We'll
be here till 2 o'clock. So we'd love to see you.
Yeah, come on down.
Come by and say hi.
Come on, get out that heat, man. And, you know, because I see all you got the beautiful Mist fans, right? And
yeah, so the Mist fans are good.
And, yeah, they got this section right across from us, okay?
Yeah.
And this outside in the sun. Mm-hmm. And it's got the Mist fan, but it's still damn hot out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, man, bring your
ass.
It's
like little shade.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But
patches of shade.
It's the best you
can
do. That's
what I call that, patches of shade.
Yeah, just a tiny little shade of the Mist fan.
Come on in here, man.
It's funny because last week, and we said it. Everybody knows this, but we did say it. Like, last week was a pump fake.
Yes.
It's fake fall. You know exactly what was happening.
Yes.
I didn't know it was going to get right back to this for
the Tour
Championship. Because last year was so hot, Tour Championship. It was 97 degrees yesterday.
It is warm.
All these golfers think this is just like every – wrong, because it is very hot here all summer long. But we had a couple days last week.
It was nice.
Glorious weather.
Well, yeah, man. But
Back to the face of the sun.
It's going to be warm out there. And any golfer like yourself or the guy that we're about to talk to knows – well, actually, he's probably somewhere. Hey, guys, hold on. I got to do this little radio show real quick.
He's about to play right now,
Yeah, he's about to tee off.
I think that's why we had to move his normal time from 120.
Great job, Joe.
He'll be on the back nine by then.
Glad we could accommodate
Let's
Joe.
Let's get Smoking Joe Patrick in here.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Now, we're just making broad assumptions, Joe, from what we know of you, but we assume the reason you had to change your time today was so you could get on the course.
I wish that was the case, and I got to be honest, it wouldn't have been the first time that would have been the case for me here. But I do have more important people to talk to than you guys at 1 o'clock, which is why I had to reschedule.
Fair enough.
That's Raheem Morris, you know, so you got to be there. You got to be there for Raheem. Whenever the man opens his mouth, you got to be there.
Yeah, and I know the Falcons have a slightly different schedule today. You'll be up there, as you always are, as you cover the Falcons for the radio station. They make a trade yesterday afternoon, so I ask you, what was the defining moment of the Taylor Heinicke era for you?
Oh, man. Probably the there was some bright moments, but those were not the defining moments, I would say, of Taylor Heinicke's self-consent, because I think those are two very different things. The defining moment, honestly, may have been in that Bears game after his maybe highest moment against the Colts, where things just totally fell apart for him. And, you know, it was an unfortunate circumstance that he kind of got thrown into last year, or the team was kind of spiraling. But, hey, I think if you're the Falcons, you got to be happy that you got something for him, you know. And obviously, I think that's the reason that he was kept on the roster and made the initial 53-man yesterday. But frankly, if you were to have asked me, I wouldn't have thought that there would have been teams that interested in him just because of the performances that he showed over the last couple of years. But, hey, he gets a shot in Los Angeles with the Chargers, so good for him.
Hey, Joe, what do you think, if any, because me and Andy were talking about it yesterday. We said this is the rough draft version of the 53-man roster. Obviously, they're moving off of Heinicke and anything. Do you see them maybe trying to add something at a position? They only kept 5 receivers, but I think mostly because Kyle Pitts is going to play a lot more receiver. But do you see them trying to move anywhere to adjust and maybe get up another veteran?
Yeah, I definitely think that there's room to maneuver here, and time will tell how long it will actually take for them to make some of these moves if they want to. There was obviously some interesting pass catchers that were released from teams or cut yesterday that they could have acquired, Tim Patrick being the biggest one. By the way, my dad's name, so I really wish that the Falcons would have signed him, but he goes to the Lions. KJ Hamler, Quez Watkins are a couple more guys who have had some NFL production who you know, were available, but the Falcons ultimately didn't make a move. But I was curious about that too, Randy, because only 5 pass catchers, and you're right about what you mentioned about Kyle Pitts, and I think that is one of the reasons we're going to see them in more 12 personnel than what Zach Robinson typically did and when he was with Sean McVay in Los Angeles. But also, they only kept 3 tight ends. So it's really only 8 total pass catchers on the roster right now. But that in and of itself makes me think that there's room to add more guys. And, you know, you never know with the quarterback situation. If they want to have a guy on the 53-man roster, just saw this morning that Jaren Hall was cut from Minnesota, where he got a year of tutelage under Kevin O'Connell as a rookie, and obviously was a teammate of Kirk Cousins there for a little bit at least. So potentially a name to add to the roster there as well. I think that there's going to be just for the rest of not even just this week, but I think in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see this kind of movement with teams really discovering more of what they have on their practice squad when it comes to elevating guys for the regular season games. And seeing really, truly where their needs are.
Jaren Hall started that game last year.
He did.
Right? Got
he
knocked
did.
Out he before did. Dobbs came not- in and ultimately beat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Falcons killer.
Yeah, man.
Maybe go get him.
I would say so.
He got
him. Maybe a little bit.
They hit him too hard. It's like, no, don't hit him.
Yeah. I would say maybe a little bit of a red flag for a team to cut a quarterback after 1 year after getting drafted. But, you know, hey, he's got some experience that could prove useful.
Hey, and he knows what the Atlanta turf feels like.
He's very familiar with that. do your thoughts, and I know we still have a week and a half to get ready for it and all that, but do your thoughts on the Steelers game change at all? Or are they affected at all by the Russell Wilson decision? Had it been Justin Fields, would it be any different for you?
Not really. I mean, I expected Russell Wilson the entire time, so the news didn't come as any kind of major surprise to me. But I will say, I mean, if I were to choose, just having, you know, watched this Falcons team compete, I haven't seen them play against Russell Wilson in quite a while, and obviously this version of the Falcons, but we have seen this version of the Falcons, or some version of the Falcons, play against Justin Fields, where they got tore up last year late in the season. Again, that was in that game where Taylor Heineke was on the other side. And Justin Fields, that may have been the best year game of his career. I mean, not even just statistically, but specifically the accuracy on some of those throws. I don't know if you guys remember, it was in the snow, and just
on
dime.
Of course.
And I think, and to that point, I think a lot of Falcons fans remember. So I think a lot of Falcons fans are probably relatively pleased with the selection of Russell Wilson. But, you know, of course, Mike Tomlin says that, you know, they're going to have some packages for Justin Fields in this game. And I don't think anybody would, say that Arthur Smith won't have some wrinkles up his sleeve for a game against the Falcons. And we'll see if those work out this time.
Not to take anything away from Justin Fields, but having his best career game against the Falcons over the last couple of years doesn't put him in, like, rare company. Like, there's a lot of guys who had their best career game against the Falcons over the last couple of years. But that's neither here nor there. That'll be different this year, Joe. Guys are going to have their worst career games against this defense.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think the Falcons are honestly got to be licking their lips against either one of these guys in the passing game because, again, when you add a guy like Justin Simmons to Jesse Bates, I'm excited. I think we're going to see him practice in full for the first time in front of media today. I think both of these quarterbacks are really ripe for, you know, throwing some interceptions, especially not just the quarterbacks themselves, but being in this new system. I think it's kind of ripe for the Falcons to really kind of have a day against them. And obviously with Russell Wilson, hopefully that gets you a good start in the sack category on the defensive side of the ball because he's kind of known for being one of the guys who will hold on to the ball longest in the NFL.
Was there a surprise anybody as far as cuts and practice squad adds? And who, if of those guys, which one do you think can contribute if they're asked to go in, if something does happen, say week one, to go in week two and maybe contribute?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think there was three big surprises for me. Damone Harris, the edge player, Kevin King, the corner, and even got some safety looks in that last preseason game. And then Chris Blair, who obviously all three of those guys make the practice squad. And I think that, you know, any three of those guys getting cut wouldn't have been that big of a surprise. But I think the biggest surprise was all three of those guys essentially not making the roster. Because I think everybody, when they were doing their projections, was at least selecting one or two of those guys, if not all three, to make the roster like I did. So those were surprises for me. But then again, you look at some of the guys who made it. Taylor Heineke obviously was kept to be a trade piece. We can say that with certainty now at this point. And Jovan Gwynn makes it, which is a guy that, you know, not a lot of people talk about during training camp. He's not maybe the sexiest name, but is a guy that the Falcons clearly think that, you know, has more potential and to deliver in the future, especially in that reserve center guard, reserve offensive lineman category. So hard to really project some of those guys to make the roster just from our perspective. And ultimately, a guy like Jovan Gwynn sneaks his way onto the roster and denies some of these other guys. But, yeah, to your point, I mean, like, at the edge position specifically, Randy, let's say, you know, you have an injury or something or you just need some more stout edge work. D'Angelo Malone made this roster as a special teams player.
Yep.
There is no doubt in my mind that Damone Harris is the better edge player defensively. So, I think that those are the kind of considerations this team will have when you get into the regular season.
You made a good point, though. Taylor Heinicke was taking up one of those 53 spots. He's gone now. They traded him last night. Where do they, like you said, if there's only five receivers, maybe a little thin in the secondary, where do you think they add to fill out that 53?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where, you know, they've got a spot open. So they can essentially like claim someone without having to cut anybody, claim or sign a free agent that's been cut from somewhere else. Again, I would not be surprised if Jaren Hall is a name that's high on that list. And even then, I don't think that a guy like Jaren Hall is a guy who's going to stick on the 53 necessarily, although he could if they want to use him as that emergency quarterback. But it could be one of those situations where you just kind of have like a floating roster spot that is occupied by some player. I couldn't predict it at this point in time right now, but somebody takes it for this week, and then you have a practice squad player maybe that you want to sign in a couple weeks that could take that spot. I think that's kind of the situation that we're looking at. So it's really going to be a competition amongst a lot of players, maybe players who are currently on the practice squad and some who are on other rosters or free agents right now.
Real quick, Joe, we got about a minute. I wanted to get an Ohio State question in for you because I saw a scenario this morning. If they lose to Michigan again, but get in the playoffs, win one playoff game, is they fired?
If they lose to Michigan and win a playoff game, honestly, you can't lose to Michigan anymore. Like these players came back because they have not beaten Michigan, a lot of these seniors. So I frankly was like, the fan of me was ranting about wanting Day fired after they lost to Michigan last year. I'm glad that he handed down the play calling duties and they got in an offensive coordinator and Chip Kelly, who obviously is well known. So there's no excuses this year, and they should definitely be beating a Michigan team that's down bad. They lost six offensive linemen. That's not five. They lost six offensive linemen last year, so they better be Michigan, or my rant's going to be even worse.
Yeah, no,
you don't want to get Joe ranting.
The last thing Ryan Day wants in his life is a ranting Joe Patrick.
That's it, man.
Joe, we appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right, thanks, guys. Have fun.
Smoking Joe Patrick there joins us every single Thursday, usually in the 1 o'clock hour, but like you mentioned, Falcons kind of change around some of their press conference time today. That's one thing I like a lot of things about Raheem Morris. One of the things I like best is he keeps the media on their toes. Press conference, different time today.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't have time today, man. I got to go look at some towels. Yeah, wifey sent me some. She sent me some patterns for the new damn.
Yeah, we're renovating the bathroom.
You know what I mean? So just her, Dave, tell D-Led and them at noon. I know I said 3 o'clock. Tell him noon. If he can't get here in time, tell him read the script. Or something like that.
Yeah, it could all be summed up in an email.
Yeah.
It's fine. We don't play for 10 days. Yeah. All right, nothing has to be said. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Tons of news around the league. Obviously, trades this way, that way, starters being announced, all that kind of stuff. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.